Sight to the Blind podcast. This is another rant, so I'm just going to go all over the place. I'm not going to be that long. But let's start off with the Super Bowl halftime show. I mean, really. Once you come into knowledge, once you come into understanding, once you come into how Yahuwah wants us to live and walk and be upright, you would find a lot of this world is beneath you. And you need to start acting and walking like it's beneath you. I'm not talking about being haughty. I'm not talking about being self-righteous. I'm not talking about being arrogant. I'm talking about walking and being and letting your actions project that this world is beneath you. And the people who keep this world going as is are beneath you too. It doesn't matter how much money they make. It doesn't matter them being billionaires or them being famous or being celebrities. It does not matter. They are beneath you. You are the only really free people being able to walk around and do certain things that you want. You can change your personality as quickly as anybody else can. Any celebrity can. You can get up, you can really one day get up and say, you know what, I'm going to change, I'm going to turn my life over to y'all, and I'm going to walk right. You can do that. Celebrities can't do that. Billionaires can't do that. Some of you give this worldly religion too much puff. Oh, God can change anybody's heart. God, that's not what the Most High does. Through your religion, you think he just touches anybody else because you feel like celebrities and you relate, so they're like anybody else. No, they are not. Let's get that straight. They are not like you. If someone came at you out of the blue and said, hey, we would like to take your father and make you rich if you sacrifice him, most of you would say no. Most of you would be ready to fight if anybody approached you about being in a secret society or being in a specific occult organization. You guys would be in a fit. I know you would. But there are people who are on this earth. There are people who walk around portraying that what they did is immaculate. What they do is no one else can do. They believe they literally believe that they're God's gift to this earth. But they join secret societies. They can't be nothing without York Rite, Scottish Rite, Freemasons being over top of them. And you guys need to get this through your head. There are two different sects of Freemasonry. York Rite, Scottish Rite are for white Freemasons. They are the masters of this lower level of the pyramid. They are the masters. Just like a plantation, they are the masters. They are the overseers. Underneath them are Prince Hall Freemasons. That means Prince Hall wanted to be under his masters so bad. He wanted to be in their religion so bad. He wanted to do all of their rituals so bad that he went all the way to overseas to get the okay from his slave masters to have his own lodge in Boston. That's where Prince Hall Freemason really comes about. So that means everything that the blacks do, celebrities and fame and rituals and sacrifices, they are doing it because that's what York Rite, Scottish Rite, Freemasons do. And since York Rite, Scottish Rite, white Freemasons cannot produce rappers, can't produce black celebrities, they need Prince Hall Freemasons. They need the Greek, the Boule. They need a constant flow of talent to manipulate, to send you down into hell, to lower your frequency, to people you are really above. Spiritually, mentally, you are above these type of people. We are caught up in worshiping glitz and glamour, but we're really worshiping house slaves. House Negroes is what you worshiping.
So this Super Bowl halftime show, everybody, oh, this is a blow for white supremacy. Yay! Yay, they really showed them this is a critical race theory concert. Yay! Everybody's happy. But the way I see it is, we know Walter Camp is the founder of American football, a skull and bonesman, which means he go into Yale to be a part of a secret society, and to doing so, his ritual, their rituals really, is either dress up as a woman, do something homosexual, jerk each other off in a coffin. This is all documented of what they do. So the foundation on American football, the foundation of football, period, goes all the way back further than Walter Camp. It really goes back to the Coliseum and what they, you know, the bread and circus. And then you put a little bit layers on top of that. You know Freemasons run the National Football League. You know the occult touches everything that they own. They manage and manipulate everything. So that means they hire a Prince Hall, which Jay-Z is shown in pictures to be at a Prince Hall Freemason meeting. So he's tasked with the job of providing halftime shows. So that's really like a master telling the house slave, go out there and find me some slaves that we can bring into our house that can play the violin, that can sing, that can dance, that can jig up and down. Show us some of those West African traditions. This is what this is. It's not success. It's not black success. It's not even black excellence. It's bottom of the barrel crap. That's what it is. Oh, Snoop smoking on during the national broadcast. So what? You think they don't? You think they don't know that this was gonna happen? You think they don't know Snoop's as a so-called Crip? You think they don't know what a Crip walk is? You don't think they know this information? You think white Freemasons are so detached from black culture, you don't think they know how to manipulate you, how to mock you, how to make you look like fools, and then be glad that you're a fool, be glad you're a clown? You think they don't know how to do this? They've been doing this since you got off the boat. Because they know who you truly are. In order to successfully manipulate you, in order to successfully mock you, they would need to know who you are. They would need to know the laws, statutes, commandments itself in order to keep you away from the Most High. So in order to do that, they need Prince Hall Freemasons. They need the occult. And there's not one black entertainer that's a separate entity away from the occult that can be on Satan's platform, be on these Skull and Bones Freemason platforms, and not be managed and manipulated. Yes, yes. In the 90s and the early 2000s, yes, we loved the music they put out. But when you take a look back and with the ideology or with the etymology of the music was really trying to do, it was really homosexual. I mean, look, if you listen to the Rough Riders anthem, go to Rough Riders and listen to some of those lyrics. Down bottom. If you bust them, we gon'. Damn right we bust some guns to the loft south. You know that song? Listen to that song. Do you bust your guns? Damn right we bust our guns. Do you? Till they come. Damn right we make them. If you listen to men chanting that, it's homosexual in its nature. Remember when LL Cool J and Cannabis had that beef? And then he did a whole music video talking about, you ain't got the skills to eat a ass like me. Go listen to what is it called, the Second Round Knockout, I think. Listen to Cannabis diss track to LL Cool J. That beef was weird in itself, but it was a beef rooted in some type of homoerotic fantasy. You really have to walk out of hip hop or walk away from this type of music to actually see for what it is. And you can't see that if you feel that you're relating to the messages. No one's gangbanging no more. No one's selling keys no more. No one. It's not the 90s and it's not the early 80s. Everything is literally locked down by the government and they are the ones controlling the drug trade. They can't get you to learn anything else. Drill rap. You think they're going to stop drill rap? This is the same argument that C. Dolores Tucker had when she had this beef with Tupac. And it's funny that the mayor, Eric Adams, and C. Dolores Tucker are Democrats. So what does it do to your brain? They're fighting. These bougie black people are fighting against drill music. This is our culture. We gotta protect our culture. So what you do? Go listen to it harder. Go pick up the messages even more. And that's what they want you to do. You don't understand. The prison industrial complex is based on black music, based on black culture, based on hip hop. And you gotta be completely stupid to say, "Oh, I just listened for the beat." But that's what the Super Bowl halftime show was supposed to be. It's supposed to mock how stupid black America is that they will accept a lower frequency as thinking it, that's when we make it. That's black excellence. Dr. Dre sacrificed his son. Eminem sacrificed Proof. Made a music video called Toy Soldiers, one or 2 years before he actually died. He walks out of a club. Gets shot, three times? He gets shot the same way, in the exact same place, with the same exact bullets as he did in the music video, Toy Soldiers. And this fool literally went through this whole music video, did not once think, you know, this ain't gonna never happen to me. I'm gonna be famous. Eminem's my boy. He would never do this to me. Then Eminem gets up there and does a kneel while Dr. Dre is playing the piano. What do you think that crap means? You think, oh, that's a blow to Colin Kaepernick? You think that's a blow to white supremacy? You think that's a blow to this system? They know how to do it. Like I said, they manipulate you based on your inability to think with logic and your ability to rule only through your emotions, to act only through your emotions. And then people defend it. This is how stupid people are. People defend it by saying, well, white people been on that stage and did it too. And it's terrible. I understand when white people say this because they don't know. Some of them don't know no better. But when black people come on my comment section talking about, oh, well, white musicians have been on that stage too. It does not work the same way for them as it works for us. They are part of a higher hierarchy than Prince or Freemasons. But they're not, white people ain't on stage being whole. It really, where do you see in a Super Bowl show where a white woman sung and was a whore? Where do you see on any other white music musicians they talking about, and you know they represent gang culture that's about killing other black men? What white musician that's been on that stage that's been singing about all this stuff that never, of all this social justice woes, that's never happened to them? It's a reason why they let them roll with that rock and roll music and you don't really think about it. But when you think about every musician or artist that's been on a halftime show platform, it's always about black folk being beat or having social justice problems within this country that deems that hate you so bad that you fools keep doing all of their pagan holidays, Christmas, Valentine's Day, Halloween, Easter. You do their holidays, then hate the system that you enjoy their holidays for. Or it makes no sense to me. But that's what they do. They give you a little bit of hope, a little bit of inspiration on stage that you think they weren't hired by white folk. As if they weren't hired by white folk in the 1800s. When they wanted people to be, when they wanted their people to be entertained, they know who to call. They get their best slaves. Snoop Dogg sacrificed his grandson. His son had a child Three months, what, went by? Kid dead. No explanation why, no explanation how, it's kid dead. Then when he called Gail, remember when he called Gail the B word? Then all of a sudden his son came out with all these effeminate pictures. That's slave work. Even Snoop is not above Oprah or Gail. They're higher in this whole occult thing. There's one thing you can't be in this system or in their, and really in their matrix. You cannot be above the black woman because Satan's joy is to dethrone manly authority, Yah's authority in the home, especially black families in the home. And some black women don't see this because they read the Bible or they're wrongly taught that being submissive means a man can run over top of you. That's not how this works. If you read about Boaz, if you read about righteousness of Israelites, you read about the righteousness of men in the Bible, they never ruled over their women. You really rarely even hear about their wives. But Paul speaks, and told y'all to be quiet. Y'all get in an uproar and not understand why Paul said this. Everybody takes Paul's words and just runs with it. And not sit and understand why he said what he said. But this is a generation, I saw it coming 2 years ago. This is a generation when they started repushing this Lil Kim, Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B's, when they start pushing that, that is when they're going to use that energy for black women to dethrone manly or righteous authority in their house, and then in turn bring in Simple Simon simps into the household, and you can that's like a revolving door. You can bring in simps to get you to get your narcissistic supply. If you need a man to idolize you and worship you and let you run wild and do whatever you want to do, go to simps. That's what they're there for. Simps that love this Egyptology and all that stuff they into now is to worship the woman. That's what this new age Egyptian ideology is to worship the woman. The woman is the universe of all, Mother Nature. The God is a woman type of thing. They started that just so, and that's, they didn't start this for white people. They didn't start this for Asians. They didn't start this for Latinos. They start this program specifically for African Americans, specifically for black people here. Because it is you who are most strongest when you are paired up with righteousness. A righteous man and a righteous woman is where you are the most dangerous unit in this country. There is no law that can trap you. There is no police that can brutalize you. There is no politician that can sway you if you have a righteous unit of a black man and a black female. If that man is searching for Yah, then you're covered. You don't have to worry about, oh, should I be submissive or I'm being too submissive. It don't matter, because once you see this man put all his effort, all his time into walking righteously with Yah, he is going to cover you because he knows. In order to cover you, he has to walk to Yah. That's how this works. It's not the other way around. It wasn't Adam that got fooled in the garden. And I always see this meme of ignorant black folk mocking their own heritage and inheritance with this, well, if Eve ate the apple, then why Adam got that lump in his throat? Because men always lying. That's not how that worked. If anything, it's probably called an Adam's apple because we don't swallow lies faster than y'all swallowed lies. That's why you ain't got no Adam's apple. You ate that. You swallowed that. In order to destroy me, you destroyed yourself first and then took me with you because my love for you. That's what got Adam in trouble. And Satan has been doing the same program since that day. I mean, It's beneath you. That's what I'm saying. It's beneath you. And y'all need to start walking and acting like it. Worshipping these celebrities, worshipping these politicians, worshipping these doctrines, they don't lead nowhere. If you go through the origin of every doctrine that you have ever followed, I don't care what it is. If it was math, if it was Egypt, if it was Greek, I don't care. Whatever you believed in, as far as you thought was your core character development, whatever you believed in, go through the origin of each doctrine, and I bet you ain't gonna go nowhere with it. You're not gonna follow anywhere with it. It's gonna have an ending point. And it's not gonna profit anything you do or have not profit you thus far. People think black culture is us acting like a fool and acting like idiots and acting like clowns. But to the York Rite, Scottish Rite Freemasons, and to the Jesuits, and to the Roman Catholic Church, they know this is the Most High's people. Let's get them to act a fool, then admire themselves for being foolish. I didn't even watch the halftime show. Break it down. Break what down? It's nothing else to break down. It really isn't. We need to get over this, break everything down, so you can see the tricks of Satan rather than trying to see how to walk right and know the tricks of the Most High. People want to sit there and watch entertainment to see if they can catch symbolism. After you know it's demonic, leave it alone. People want to keep learning new things and learning, trying to learn themselves away from learning that Bible, learning that scripture. That's what this really is about. How much can I learn about their symbolism and their tricks so I can tell people that I know something in order for me not to ever go near the Most High in scripture? You can't be in the middle. It's either going to be on one side or the other. He says you can't be lukewarm. Some of you want to learn the symbolism and just, that's it. I know the symbolism. I'm going to stay away from it. And then you don't do nothing else with your spirit. When we go to judgment, he ain't not going to sit here and say, oh, yeah, you told people about Helen Keller's devil horns, or you told people about the OK 666 symbol, or you told everybody what the checkerboard floors look like. He don't care about that. We are supposed to expose it, but that exposing wickedness is not going to get us into heaven. It's following these laws, statutes, and commandments. Because if in scripture, it's not like they sat back and did a whole scripture, a whole bunch of books based on the symbolism of Greeks, Macedonians, Egyptians. They didn't do none of that. They told them, like, look, we're getting up out of here. And the Most High said we need to do this in order for us to walk up out of Egypt. It wasn't like, oh, we got to expose Horus and Set and all this hieroglyphs on the wall. They didn't even do that in scripture. And the hilarious thing that we get into too is the relationships of celebrities, especially black celebrities. I really wish we would cut that crap out. I really do. It's embarrassing. And me who don't really get into it, it's embarrassing from watching my people in comment sections or different pages when I'm searching for a discernment to use in my videos. I read the comments and it's just, it's sickening. It's disgusting. Like, you really believe, that celebrities have the ability to date and marry who they want. Especially when it's black celebrities, they don't have the power to do nothing. Not one thing. You can tell when it's real love, because it'd be white celebrities in love. Justin Bieber and Haley. It'd be like them type of couples that they love to uphold. You didn't see no drama like that with, even when he was with Selena Gomez, you didn't see no real drama. They didn't really push that drama. But with Kanye, they know our proximity to foolishness and drama. If this was a hamster wheel, we are the black hamsters on this wheel, spinning it round and round and round and round and round, causing enough energy and electricity to keep this whole foolish matrix running. You really believe that all of this, that everything he's doing is organic? That's how low the music industry has sunk. People think if you look up any rapper and how much they sold, you barely get a straight answer of how many units they actually moved. They always say, a billion streams or a million downloads. That ain't the same as money, y'all. Ever since music went digital, that it was it. The music industry is dead. They have to keep it. They have to keep the lifestyle going so you can go after it. But that music industry is dead. As soon as you weren't able to go into a store and buy a CD or a vinyl record for $18, which is what they were at the time, $18, and then even sold you a single at $359, and the single came with one single, a remix, and an instrumental, which is why I don't know why you wanted a single with the instrumental, but that's what they sold it with. As minute they started doing 99 cents out of an album, it was over because everybody gets their cut. Apple got to pay a cut. The artists don't even get to touch their money until it's already been to 3, 4, 5 hands. It wasn't as pure as it black. Like, it's like dope. They cutting it. They cutting pure drugs all the way down to the point where you don't even get the same high anymore. Music ain't even being produced right anymore. It's done. Music industry is done. So what they do is they create these little psyops. They create these stupid dramatic relationship woes online to get everybody falling in so you want to hear the next album. They've been doing this with Kanye for his last 2 or 3 albums. That's how you know the industry's falling off. He went from, I'm turning my life over to Christ, which is his Roman Catholic version of Christianity, which he's not really a Christian. I mean, if y'all don't know, there are Freemasons that pretend to be Christians. Billy Graham is a 33rd degree Freemason. I mean, they got Freemasons, they are in every religion. The Baptist religion was started by a Freemason. Jehovah Witness is started by a Freemason. The Mormon Church is started by a Freemason. So all he did was throw some stupid nonsense together, like the Nebuchadnezzar thing. He just threw stuff together and made a Sunday service, which basically he made it a Black Hillsong. And that's what everybody modeled it after. Hillsong did this, so Kanye did it. And all he did was lead y'all to nowhere. And then what he did was put Marilyn Manson next to him. He put a real Satanist next to him. And Justin Bieber, who's just another Masonic puppet. And try to sell y'all Christianity, sell your religion. You couldn't sell this to the Israelites, but you could sell this to Christians. And that's what everybody was defending Kanye for. So you believe he went from Sunday service to now talking about his mother Donda, then going in a house which burns, and then you got DaBaby and Marilyn Manson, Justin Bieber, and you got that. You got real Satanist up there. Then now we go into he getting divorced from Kim. Then they never tell you who they worship. As then you know they love Satan. They know they love Lucifer. You know they Freemasons, which is it's not a surprise anymore. But they still don't tell you who they worship. But you believe that they organically go to social media, in which they have never done in the years of them being together. They really haven't been sharing it, no problems. But all of a sudden, they get divorced or are told to get divorced. Everybody thinks everything that happens after that in those events is organic. You think he just all of a sudden go on there ranting and raving, which is what he's supposed to be doing. He's supposed to rant and rave. That's been his shtick, to rant and rave, because it gets him attention. So he going there beefing with Davidson. You got two puppets. And really, Davidson is above Kanye, because I'm pretty sure Davidson is close to being in Freemasonry or is in Freemasonry. And he's on the white side. That's how they divide him. So even through this orchestrated beef and drama, Pete Davidson is still higher than Kanye. Still gets treated higher than Kanye. Kanye's just a house slave to them. They don't put him with, they don't have him leave Kim and him go to somebody better. No, they raise up Pete. That's what they're doing. You see Pete Davidson and That new Suicide movie, they're raising Pete up. It's time for Pete to raise now. So they put Pete with Kim, because he's an up-and-comer. They literally lower Kanye by putting him with a woman that no one has ever heard before. Julia Fox. Really, not that attractive to me. Really, you know. Looks like if you painted guacamole white and left it out on the counter for 4 or 5 days straight. That's what it looks like to me. Nothing she do pops. Nothing she wears pops. And they trying to force her on the masses. So then now she breaks up with him because everybody was mocking her. See, that's when the spell wears off. Y'all think y'all don't have control of this, they just do what they want. No. The spell wears off. When these celebrities break up and all that, it's because the spell ain't hitting like they thought it would. So what they did basically, they did the Kanye what they do to brown rice, which is strip it, make it white, loses all his nutrients, loses his brand, loses everything, and they have to add it back in. They have to add vitamin B's back in the nutrients they stripped from brown rice. They add it back in to white rice when they done processing it and done polishing it. That's the same thing that's going on with Kanye. If you go back to all his girls that he'd been publicly with, Alexis, which was his stylist, which everybody loved. She was tall, beautiful black girl. Then it went to Amber Rose, you know, light skin, music video model. Then it went to Kim with children and all this. Then it went to Julia Fox. Fam, he's going backwards. And I said this before, this is not, I'm against interracial marriage and all that. No. The Most High is against interracial marriages, really. Or internation marriages. If you read about Moses, he was a wife to a Cushite woman only because he was leaving Egypt, but it's in Jasher. He left Egypt. He didn't go straight to Mount Sinai, y'all. He left Egypt. He went down into Cush, became a king at 40 something years old. So y'all think like the Most High worked fast. No, the Most High worked in a very delicate time based on what he wants to be done. So Moses left Egypt, not when he was like a boy or 19 and 20 and came back at 30. No. He was a king in Cush around his mid-40s. And he never slept with the Cushite queen. So they was like, all right, send him on. He's not one of our people. We thank him for taking over our kingdom and helping us win wars, but he's not our rightful king. He's not one of our own nation. So he left and came to Mount Sinai. That's when he met Zipporah, which was a Midianite woman, which is modern day Ethiopia. So she was black. So when you read scriptures about how his sister and Aaron didn't like Zipporah because she wasn't part of an Israelite. She was an Israelite. So that's where you don't really hear anything else about him. I mean, you hear nothing about Zipporah or their child. You don't hear nothing about that in scripture. It's the same with Solomon and Sheba. Sheba was a Cushite, Hamite. You don't hear nothing about when he had a son, Menelik, with Sheba. You don't hear nothing about that. You really don't hear much about Solomon's kids because he had 700 wives of different nations. So the Most High is not just against black-white couples. He's against couples who are not of a certain nation because he don't want specific women and from these nations to drag you away to worshiping other foolishness. And that's what you see in Kanye doing. They came into this whole Christianity thing, and she went all the way to Armenia to do a baptism, like it was a Roman Catholic baptism. Then she really didn't show it because they can't show it. They cannot show, if they're in these witch covens and these secret societies where they worship Satan, they cannot be a part of showing, they can't do anything of holy water, or they cannot do, they can, it's only about as far they can go. It's not like they can't do it. They can't just jump in water and do a baptism. They got to be real careful about what they do because they have rules placed on them. The Most High is not going to allow people to be tempted further than they need to be tempted. So that's why he's allowing us to poke holes and see holes in what they're doing. Because she went from that baptism, went all the way back home to LA, and end up in Halloween costume competitions. She went right into Halloween costume after being baptized literally a month ago. But that's what they're allowed to do. So they're trying to push this whole made up dramatic relationship problem issue with him. They're trying to make it seem like it's all real. Him ranting and raving on Instagram, posting all this stuff about Pete Davidson, all this stupid stuff. They did the same thing with Drake. They need to do this in order for them to get record and album sales. They need you to go buy the album, not stream it, not download it. They need you to go buy it. That's how you know it's done. The music industry is done. If you look at the younger rappers, like Kendrick Lamar and them not producing, like all the great hip-hop artists aren't really producing anything. What are they doing? What are they sitting and waiting on? You trying to tell me nobody got the creativity bug and be like, I'm going to get in and hit some albums, hit some songs? They're releasing maybe two or three artists in the winter and then two or three artists in the summer. And the rest of the lower level artists, like NBA Youngboy and Fivio, whatever all these other rappers are, that's just to keep, they're lower level. They're just to keep the energy of foolishness and dumbness going within the black community. Keep you, it's about this always flashing money, the money they really don't have, flashing the money in these like low-level rent townhomes, these low-level rent houses that they live in, but they flashing all this money as if they're making that money. They're not. They get maybe one or two tax write-off cars, the fake diamonds, them fake diamond choker chains that everybody wearing. The chains don't even got length anymore. Because because platinum chains cost money by length. If anybody knows anything about jewelry or diamonds, you should know and look at that. The more you crush up those diamonds and put them in a necklace, it already is worthless. They don't have D color, K color, VVS1, VVS2s. They have no real, no one's talking about going to Jacob the jeweler anymore. No one's talking about going to Lorraine Schwartz for jewelry anymore. So who is doing these dudes' jewelry that looks like Swarovski crystal chokers? That's what it looks like. As somebody who knows what a real diamond chain look like. That's how you know they're not making money. But they're giving these kids these fake diamonds and say, oh, go ahead, do this. And those kids will do it. They ain't have nothing else to do. They have no, they're not like they're going to school or getting an education or whatever, or learning something, or to get in some type of trade. They're not doing that. It's all going downhill. It's all to make fun of you. It's all to mock you. It's all to keep you away from the Most High. It's all to keep you beneath them when it should be the other way around. This is what they have to do to keep you away from the Most High. It's their most important priority. You are more dangerous than Ukraine and Russia. You are more dangerous than China and Japan. You are more dangerous than the Taliban, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, or any other terrorist organization. You are their biggest threat. You are their biggest terror. Unity and walking right is your biggest threat to them. Because all you got to do is read the early books in Jasher, from Jasher 1 to 30, read them and see how the Most High has given enemies after enemy after enemies after enemies to the hands of the children of Jacob to eradicate from this earth. Because he chose them. He didn't choose any other nation. He chose them. Read those adventures and you'll find out how Jacob, Judah, Simeon, Levi tore up towns, cities, and people and folk because the Most High let them do it. Just for harming one person in their family. Y'all think, oh, the Most High going to touch anybody's heart. That's not how this works. Because if that was true, the Egyptian's heart would be touched. It would be touched. And not made hard. Like he turned their hearts to stone. Y'all be thinking the Most High is for everybody. He turned the Egyptian Pharaoh's heart to stone so they would go after them when they left Egypt, so he can drown them all as he wanted to do. And there was a demon that he told to go do it. If you read the Testament of Solomon, look on the back part of that book. There's a demon that said, I was the one that was in the ear of the Pharaoh to harden his heart to go after him. So if you think about that in that book, in that sense, the Most High told them to go do it. The Most High controls these demons just like the angels, the messengers. He tell them, get this demon to do that, because that's what they're there for. That's why he didn't remove all these demons from off this earth, because he needs them to do his dirty work. He told an angel told a demon, go get in his ear, make him mad, so he can go after him in the morning, so he can chase him down in that ocean. I'm going to drown all of them. But the Most High is going to touch Kanye's heart. He could touch anybody's heart. He can change anybody. Ain't how this works. Y'all need to get out of that. We are supposed to be walking in a way, which is, I love this scripture, wise as a serpent, soft as a dove. That's how you should be walking. You should see the traps. People should see you, and they should be, the reason why people either upset with you or stay away from you is because they're starting to see that light that pours through you. And you don't have to talk much. You don't have to post scripture every single day in your social medias for people to get it. People will see you and know that you are different, and they stay away from you. It's not they don't like you and they think you bougie, or they may think that, but it don't matter, because you know how you're walking. You're walking different. You act different. You really don't even have to say much. You even dress different. You groom yourself different. Just how being that and treating other things that other people treat with some weird, I don't know, the way they worship things here, and they try to put that, or they try to project what they worship on you, and you give this certain disgust that you are really above them. That's how you should feel every single time now, especially in these latter days. You should feel that everything is beneath you. Relationships, even family members. If they're not walking the way you're walking or acting the way you're acting, separate yourself from them. As scripture talks about, Yahusha says, your reward in heaven is so much greater if you separated you from your family or you from your relatives for his name's sake. You will be blessed. Don't feel down because, oh, your parents not getting it and your family members not supporting you. Because scripture also states, he said, Yahusha, the Messiah himself said, I did not come to bring peace, but the sword, to separate man from son, mother from daughter. Because it's the truth. Because he probably foresaw that time and time again, the Israelite children would go into slavery and they would wake up and come back to the Most High. And there would be family members who didn't want to come back to the Most High. It's scripture in Jeremiah and Ezekiel how they wanted to go back into Egypt. Oh, we left. Now we can go back in Egypt for like a leisurely stroll. They fear us now. The Egyptians are afraid of us now. So now we can go back and walk around and get to enjoy the things we didn't get to enjoy because we were in slavery. That is how we're acting right now. I mean, look at Black History Month. Look at what the garbage of Black History Month. It went Brian Flores, Whoopi Goldberg, Thandie Newton said that she apologizes to dark-skinned women for not representing them and for stealing their men. And she's married to a white man. Do you understand the foolishness? Do you understand the slave talk out of these celebrities when they speak? And you guys getting in an uproar about it. They supposed to set you off during this month. Now we've been talking about gays, Judaism, the Holocaust, all on Black History Month, and they do this purposely. Purposely, Elon Musk called Justin Trudeau like similar to Hitler, which it makes no sense why he would say that. But they have to keep re-entering the Hitler talk in a country that's benefited from the Holocaust, that's benefited from World War II. And I said this before. General Ford got a medal. An American manufacturer got a medal from the Nazi Party. But they always say Hitler and all that just because they need to have this energy of you always pitying the Holocaust and that religion tied to it, and it over so it can overshadow Black History Month. They're going to do this all month. And I told you they want to do this all month. Let me go through a couple of names since the last year or so. Ned Lamont, October 21st, he says something about the Holocaust. These are politicians now. These are people who work for the government. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she said something about Holocaust and Hitler, May 2021. Warren Davis, he says something about it, January 2022. RFK Jr. says something about Holocaust and Anne Frank, January 2022. Whoopi Goldberg fiasco, February 2022. Now Elon Musk. America is the one around, certain elites are the ones who created Hitler to do what he do just so we can get to where we are now, so they have a test run, so when they can get ready to implement this new world order, they know what to look out for, what not to look out for. They know how to manage it. It's a great tool. They have never done this before. Anything they haven't done before, they have to have a dry run of it. That's why you saw inflation almost cripple that Germany during the war. That's why you see Venezuela getting crippled by socialism. Now they learning all this and they're repeating the Holocaust, socialism, Hitler. They're repeating this so you can set your brains back to 1940s to get you ready for the dollar to collapse, to get ready for resources to be slim and rent be on the rise. They're getting you ready for that. But they trying to make this during Black History Month, as if they couldn't choose another other month to do this foolishness in. They choose specifically Black History Month because Martin Luther King and the whole civil rights movement was about a religion and was about gays. That is it. The new Black History Month is about gay rights now and the Holocaust or in the World War II. That's what it's always going to be like. If you have woke up yet, they are slowly turning that over to when Martin Luther King tapes come out in FBI, you will no longer worship or no longer participate in Black History Month or Martin Luther King Day, because you will be woken up to everything that's been going on. So they go to, they bring your leaders up, they're going to snatch them from under you and bring them down to the ground, which is where they're supposed to be anyway. But y'all boost them all up, potent Martin Luther King quotes and Maya Angelou quotes and Oprah Winfrey quotes, and you don't understand the foundation of what they had to do to be at that level. They had to come out and say certain things or say certain stuff or participate in certain rituals to be where they are. They are beneath you. Martin Luther King is beneath me. His whole family is beneath me. They know the truth. In order to keep you blind, stupid, crippled, and crazy, they have to know the truth. And they're not going to come out and tell you the truth because their platform, everything they are, is based on their father, their grandfather, being a part of Prince of Freemasonry, Boule, and Zionism. That's what they're based, that's what they're being managed under, that umbrella. And that's what everybody on Twitter is doing right now, defending everybody else but their own birthright because they're too ignorant to wake up. Defending things and events and timelines that's not really profitable to their soul and spirit. You really got to lower yourself to be a part of this country. America is garbage. And you should treat it as such. That means everything they do are put in front of your face. Nothing is Black excellence. None of it that they show you is Black excellence. We should grow up out of that. We really should. You should be wanting to be separate, set apart. Set apart. Because the more you in this system, you don't know who next to you. You don't know if you got family members in Prince Hall Freemasonry. You don't know you got family members in the Boule. You don't know if you got family members in the Greek or any other society. You don't know. And I'm telling you, don't think that they don't know their family tree line of who they can use to sacrifice or ritualize to get a little bit above where they used to be. Don't think they're not doing that. Don't think somebody right now in their mind is not going through a list of family members that they can poke to get where they're going to get. Don't think that. Don't let that Netflix series fool you what Kanye's doing. Oh, it was so eye-opening. He really did all this. Don't let it fool you. Because he had to do it off his mother. His mother was his manager. And when you get into a cult, they rip everybody away from you. That's what they do. In order to infuse your eyes, your soul, your spirit, your mind, your body with darkness, they got to separate you from anybody who could point out that you're not acting right. So they remove you from them. Look at his crew. He had Alexis. He had Don C. He had Ivan. His cousin Ricky. He had a backing of Nate, of people where he was from. He had a backing. Over time, you see him lose his mother. You see him lose, you know, Alexis. You see him being put in rooms with people you haven't seen him around. When he went from that Louis Vuitton days, he had nothing but black folk around him. Now it went from what's the dude? I can't think of his name right now. He died. His designer buddy. He took him from him. They start taking people from you so they can keep your dark side. Look who he's with now. He put Julia Fox on the map briefly. He lost his relationship with his wife, supposedly. His kids are on a free-for-all because now they're showing you a broken black household. Now they're showing you a broken black household with broken black mixed children trying to be famous, trying to be TikTok stars. Kids can't pay taxes. Kids don't know nothing. They already, the kids only have a fighting chance to even decide for themselves if they want to choose Yah or not. That's been ripped from them. And y'all think, you watch the Netflix series, you're going to think, oh, you're going to come away with, oh, that was so inspirational. Really? Look what he lost. What has he gained? You would think somebody who would make money as a billionaire, they would rest, right? You would think that you would rest, you would chill, you would have the ability to use your money to do anything you want. But what does he do? He goes back to the same companies that don't like him to produce sneakers. And then at this point, he's not even having any type of creativity input in most of these sneakers. They're just releasing stupid stuff with his name attached. He doesn't get to do nothing by himself or his own thing. Everything he's done is managed. When they tell you to make, when they tell him to make a fool of himself, you gotta make a fool of himself. They tell him to cut a Christian album, go cut a Christian album. They told you to go to date mayonnaise, they tell you to date mayonnaise, you'll meet mayonnaise. That's what they'll tell you to do. You'll do it. Because you took oaths to them. You took oaths to serve. I would never want to worship somebody that's serving and ain't serving the Most High. There's no profit in anybody or any of you defending celebrities. It is no profit in it. What do you get coming away from arguments and conversations about celebrities defending them? What do you get from that? Show me the Cash App. Show me the Venmo. Show me the Zelle of them, the celebrity themselves, putting money into your account when you defend them.